Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I connect with all of you today again during this weekly radio show. My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support on your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. Now that we have that out of the way, let's begin with the show. Preparation of the initiate at the threshold of a new life. I don't know about you, but 2016 feels like a whole year of initiation. You're constantly faced with some kind of unresolved emotional issue that asks you to step up, take a look, make some new choices, and release what no longer serves you. And we really have reached a point where it is so resilient in a way to ask you to make some important choices in your life. And I think that's why 2016 often is also called like the year of purging or the year of completion, because now is the time to really make it happen. And often, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about surrender, you know, surrender during this time. And I've really had some time thinking about surrendering, and we are really entering a very important week. This week is leading up to a full solar eclipse at the next new moon, and that is always a very powerful time of initiation. New moon means new beginnings. So we've entered a phase, and it's in the next few days we are even going to feel it more intensely, where we are being asked to make some serious reevaluation of our life. And our tendency is to bear down and push through. You know, all of us really have coded within ourselves the warrior code. We've all been warriors of light, and we've all had past lives as warrior. Maybe some of you haven't, but pretty much all of us. So as you might have heard, the warrior code is actually not to surrender, to fight until the bitter end. And now here in this lifetime, we're suddenly asked to surrender, to allow something greater than us to work with us and through us, to have trust and faith that there is another party, another part of us that can help us with anything that we are facing. And we are not used to asking for help. We are not used to getting this kind of support. We are just always relying on our own strengths, on our own abilities, on our own wits, on our own plans, a plan A, B, and C. And now here we are asked to not have a plan at all. And that's really a challenge. It goes against everything that we have worked so hard for. And it's not that simple, is it? Surrendering sounds so beautiful. Oh, just surrender. But when you actually have to do it, it's amazing how quickly there's a part of you that wants to know, that wants to figure out a solution, that wants to have a time schedule. How much longer? When am I going to be in that perfect relationship? What do I still have to do to prepare myself to be more of an effective light worker? Why can't I see the colors of an aura as someone else can? Why can't I hear the ascended masters? And so there's this why and search and seeking. And the question is always, why are we seeking? Why are we asking the question? If you're asking the question from a place of love, then it's a very different form of asking than when it comes from a need to know, which usually comes from a place of fear. Any form of control comes from a place of fear. And so in this whole process of our divine self teaching us to surrender, we are right now hitting a lot of brick walls. And it's exhausting because we want to push forward and suddenly we can't because we are learning to surrender. We are learning to expand our consciousness into something vaster and greater. So the exhaustion comes from us trying to control, trying to push, trying to figure this out. And when we just allow ourselves to slow down, to enter this place of stillness, to find ways to quiet our mind. That is how we prepare ourselves at a threshold for a new life. It is not through creating all this busy work. And if you're anything like me, if I get really panicky, I start really finding all kinds of things to do and just don't want to even focus on really the feelings that are going on within me until finally I'm so exhausted that I have to stop. And in that stopping, I've realized what I've been doing and that I really have been running away from a part of my own self and that it's time to stop and to take a deep breath in. And with the out-breath, to allow yourself to just settle in this moment, to let go of the past. You know, you can always go back and say, I should have, I could have, would I have done this, then something else would have happened. But let's go of the past. Let's go of the past and let's be in this moment. And let's not worry about the future. The future will present itself in some form or way. Let's bring ourselves right here into this moment. And it is in this moment that we hold the true power of transformation. And it, again, might sound very, very easy to just hear it and then to apply it. It's really difficult to slow down and to quiet your mind and to enter this place of stillness. But really, is it? Haven't we all learned plenty of tools up to this point? I mean, we can keep running from one class to the next. We can keep listening to lectures. But haven't we learned some important tools that we can use to slow down, to take care of ourselves, to nurture our soul, to nurture our physical self? And by doing so, recentering ourselves, rebalancing ourselves. And really, it is the moment that we stop. That is the moment we are going to be able to reconnect with our hearts again. And I'm saying it all the time. I said it before. The heart is your doorway to your soul, just like your soul is your doorway to your spiritual self, to your divine I Am presence. So it is only in facing your heart issues and releasing them that you can find the way to a liberated form of existence. So stop running. I know I'm working very much on that. Stop running. And yes, of course you're going to face fears, but you're not alone. And that's another thing we tend to forget. We think we're alone, but we are not. Ask for help. Ask for help for the smallest things. Poor St. Germain, he's exhausted. I ask him for help all the time. And he's like, oh, there she goes again. But they want that. They want to support us. They want to help us to liberate ourselves so that we can set an example and we try to pass that others can follow too. And so, you know, I sometimes feel it sounds like such a challenge when you're in the midst of the dark night of the soul and someone tells you this, or you're in the midst of a physical pain, or you don't have a job and you're looking for a job. It's just so difficult to even trust and have faith into that, what is being said by spiritual teachers and guides and leaders. And yet you will find every time you go through a dark night of the soul, something slightly changes. It doesn't take as long anymore. It is not as severe. And you start moving more into an observer mode. You're starting to let go of some of the drama and you step back and you know that this too shall pass. And by doing so, it actually all accelerates to a quicker resolution. So the power of acceptance, the power of saying yes to you, the power to saying yes, of saying yes to everything that is happening around you, gives you also the power to step out of the darkness into the light. And in preparation to this upcoming solar eclipse, you will find that in this process, you're going to face your shadow side. And Saint Germain is going to talk about this too. You're going to face your shadow side. And when you get exhausted, when you get worn down, you will have the tendency wanting to get rid of everything, walking away from everything. But that's not the answer. Slowing down is the answer. Slowing down. Allow yourself to slow down. Use your in-breath and your out-breath. Breathe out and really bring yourself into your center, into the moment. It's in preparation of this full solar eclipse we are going to experience in a week. It is about the spring equinox, where we are stepping into a new form of experiencing the growth of new life that will also be reflected within ourselves. And for those in the southern hemisphere, even so it might be the autumn equinox, you still are going to experience a shift into a new life. And so whether it's autumn or whether it's spring, it doesn't really make a difference. You're being prepared for a major shift in your life. And so with this, I am going to introduce the first piece of music by Mike Snyder to align myself with Saint Germain. And I will bring through Saint Germain right after that first piece. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of great awakening, this time of preparation to a new life for all. And that is what any of you are working on in 2016, is to help support Earth and Gaia in the transformational process. Because remember, as you enter your own shadow world, as you look at your own fears and you transform and transmute them, you support humanity as a whole in the transformational process bringing in a greater light, treading a path that others can follow. And so this time, preparing yourself for the solar eclipse on March 9th, you will find this extremely important. But remember, choose the power of love. When you feel that you want to challenge everything in your life or walk away from everything in your life, stop. Ask yourself where this desire is coming from, where this this feeling, this inner impulse is coming from. Is it coming from a place of feeling overwhelmed and feeling afraid that you can't manage that, what is happening around you? Then ask yourself, where have you not allowed yourself to surrender to your divine I Am presence to support you? You can be supported. You can receive help. You can allow yourself to be empowered. When you feel overwhelmed, you've forgotten that. You've forgotten to slow down enough to connect with your heart and to let your heart speak to you with the language of your soul and your spiritual self. So in this process, in this week of preparation, when you're not only preparing yourself for the next new moon, a new moon always symbolizing a new beginning, but you're really also preparing yourself for the festival of the Christ that symbolizes so much the releasing of the cross of matter and stepping out into a whole new form of existence. All of what is happening in the next 21 days is a preparation for that full moon that is following the new moon, the solar eclipse, because that full moon symbolizes a deeper awakening of Christ's love and compassion within your heart, a light that is so beautiful and gentle and kind and compassionate that it will allow transformation to take place in a very subtle yet effective way if you simply allow yourself to ride the waves of transformation and have trust and faith that you will be provided for. The only reason why it is so intense for you right now, why it is so painful for you right now, is because you're so much trying to handle everything by yourself. You're so much trying to maintain your inner light, to maintain that higher frequency, instead of allowing yourself at times to fall into the abyss. And yes, you might feel fear. And yes, you might feel anger and frustration. And yes, you might feel sorrow. And yet it is by dipping into this darkness that you can find something that is hidden deep underneath it, underneath that surface. And it is your gift. It is your abilities. It is your higher vibration of love that is right there, just waiting for you to uncover it. So don't be afraid of your shadow world. It is not the monster that is going to swallow your life. In truth, your shadow world is an opportunity for miracles to take place and for magnificence to be manifested into your world. Now, focus also in the next 7 days for you is going to be to work with the dual aspect of Gebra, which is using power, using strength, using the courage to go and take a look at what no longer serves you, to take a look at that, what has become stale, what has become in a way no longer in alignment with your heart. And take a look at that and release it. Let go of it. Not necessarily through action, but through the inner choice that you're worthy of something else, that you're worthy of something more beautiful, more vast, more liberating, more empowering, that there's no need for you to keep yourself small anymore. There absolutely is no need for that any longer. And so prepare yourself in the next few days and weeks for this force that is coming in, that is supporting you to have the courage to enter your shadow world and to not run away from that, what it is that you're witnessing there, but to see the light within the darkness, to see that underneath all these layers, these memories, these stories of wounds and discordant energies is something that wants to come out.
just like a lotus flower grows out of the mud, there's something within you that is ready to open up, to show its colors. So don't be afraid. But I also have to say, use caution. And that is why we are also presenting you with the energy of Heset, with the energy of Jupiter, with the energy of expansion, and yet also the love and compassion necessary to understand that not everything that appears to be discordant and dark is wrong or needs to be released or needs to be gotten rid of. Understand that sometimes there are beautiful lessons within that, what at first appears to be discordant, and that within that, you can find jewels if you allow them to unfold naturally, not forcing the change, but allowing it to unfold naturally, simply in its own way, without you pushing, without you pulling, with you being in this place of inner stillness. So allow yourself that place of inner stillness, that peace. And so we are now going to go into a little bit of an inner journey where I'm going to bring in this dual ray of the strength and courage of Gibra merged with the love and compassion of Heset, the activation of that strength, of that Mars energy that is helping you to go where you thought you wouldn't be able to go out of fear, feeling intimidated by the magnitude of that, what you're facing, but then also balancing it with the love and compassion of Jupiter, of Heset, of that tender, loving care that we who are working with the Christ consciousness so much want to awaken within you too, so that in turn you can also offer this to your fellow brothers and sisters, to your fellow brethren, who are sometimes so afraid projecting their fear out onto you, and yet it is, has nothing to do with you, but everything to do with their own inability to open up to a greater vibration of love. So I invite you now to close your eyes, to take a couple of deep breaths. And as you breathe in, allow yourself to sink deep within your own inner self, deep into that part of you that is the center of your heart, the center of your heart. And it is here where I am now. As you open yourself up, I'm going to start bringing in this dual healing ray in through your crown. And all I want you to do, we are going to play music while this is happening. Right now, present also are many, many angels of healing. They are surrounding you. They are going to touch you. And you might even feel their touch. They are going to touch you on your heart, in the front and the back. They're going to touch you on your forehead, on the front and the back. They're going to touch your crown and your power center. So allow that touch, as gentle as it is, as they infuse into every particle of your physical self, this healing ray. And you are taking it in through your in-breath and out-breath. So focus on your in-breath and out-breath as this healing ray is entering you. And feel it settle within you, empowering you and yet also infusing you with that kindness and gentleness that is necessary when wielding a higher form of power. Thank you.
And I am back. I am Saint Germain, and I'm going to continue guiding you along this path of integrating these energy frequencies, this dual ray of healing. Envision now, as you've received this infusion, envision yourself stepping onto a path. There's a path that is opening up in front of you, taking you deeper and deeper into your own shadow world. And you've already at the last full moon started feeling some of the effects of looking at that, what you've been afraid of to even face. And here now, the angels of healing are supporting you to walk the path down into the deepest recesses of your own inner self. Simply allow yourself to fall. You don't even have to see the path or walk the path. Let yourself fall. Surrender to the moment. And yes, I know, it is as Brigida said, many of you hold the warrior energy. It is very difficult for you to let go, to have trust and faith that you will be caught, you will be helped through this process of transformation. But I'm asking you to trust me, to trust the hierarchy of light, that we are not going to let anything bad happen to you. But for that, you have to be willing to allow yourself to fall. So let yourself now fall into the vastness of your own inner self. Release any form of structure, any form of that what has defined you up to this moment. You're preparing for a new life existence, for a new beginning. This new beginning means that nothing from the past will define you. Everything that will define you is that what you choose right now. So, what were you afraid to experience thinking that you are not ready for this? What are you afraid to allow to enter your life because you think you're not worthy of it? Where is it that you still are hanging on so much to controlling the outcome out of fear that if you don't, everything is going to fall into bits and pieces? Because if it's not for you, then who would it be who's going to hold the reins? Well, I invite you to consider letting the reins be held by your divine I Am presence so that you can rest and you can allow yourself to be carried into the beauty of your own divine self. So take a few deep breaths, and with every out-breath, allow yourself to fall even deeper into the vastness of your own self. Allow yourself to let go of all structures. Again, as I said before. And I want you to envision that within yourself, just as outside of yourself, you're going to be held the vision of a sun that is your own inner sun. You're also going to be seen a vision of the planets, just as the planets are in the solar system. You have aspects that are in alignment with all of the planets. Because in truth, you are a very galactic being. All of humanity is made of stardust. And you too are very galactic. And it is your galactic heritage that makes you so incredibly effective at this time of awakening here on Earth. Because you remember deep within yourself what it is like to be limitless. You also remember the ascension process and what it has taken you to raise your frequency to a higher level. So again, I'm inviting you to consider that everything that you saw true about yourself, now it's time to let go of it. To start with a clean slate.
to envision yourself releasing everything to gain everything. We always say that to the initiate. At the time when an initiate gets ready to cross a threshold, are you willing to let go of everything? This question is not given lightly. So in the next week, ask yourself, are you willing to let go of everything? Do you have enough trust and faith in your own divinity that you will be provided for, and that what rightfully needs to be in your life right now will stay? It will stay without you even having to do anything. And that what simply is no longer in alignment with your frequency and your heart, it will leave you. It will simply be moving out of your life without you having to do anything. Without you having to do anything. The only reason why it hasn't happened yet is because you have been hanging on. You've been hanging on to that what has given you a form of safety and a form of structure. But now it's time for absolute free-fall, for no longer hanging on to anything, but allowing yourself to naturally flow into a new life in your own unique way. Don't compare yourself with others. That is not going to serve you. Others will have their own unique experience. Also, you will have physical needs through this process. You will find that you're going through a time where you will need more sleep, more water to drink, where your body might be more awake than usual and you can't sleep. There is no rule how your physical body is going to react. But know that in this process, in the willingness to expand energetically into more of your light body, you will find a sense of peace. And isn't that really what all of you are looking for? A sense of peace, a sense of belonging, a sense of calmness. Everything up to this point has felt a lot like you've worked and worked and worked to reach a certain level of consciousness. But is this really what you want? Do you really need to prepare more, or is this more a matter of surrendering to the Christ self within you? As I said before, all of this is really happening to prepare you for the festival of the Christ, for the next full moon. Where are you still hanging on to the cross of matter? So your unwillingness to forgive. Understand that a lot of the wars, a lot of the fights that you see in the world are taking place because of a sense of righteousness, a sense of having the need to be right and someone else to be wrong. And by doing so, creating a sense of self-worth or self-value or self-empowerment. But is that really where power comes from? Is it really where self-worth comes from? Or is the one who's willing to be nothing that then becomes everything? Because the one who chooses to be nothing is fully detached from the outcome and can therefore experience life like an adventure where every day brings a new fragrance, a new flavor, a new experience. Similar to the Fool in the tarot card deck. Are you ready to step on your path now as a fool and walk along the path of life, not knowing what is around the next corner, but allowing yourself to be very discerning as to what is an obstacle in your way and what is simply there is an opportunity to look at life differently. That is where the power of Chesed comes in. So as you allow yourself to fall deeper in the vastness of yourself, merge right now with the essence of your own sun. Let yourself be drawn into that light, into that sun within your own self, the bringer of life in its full radiance. And as you do, behold your own God self that is shining brightly no matter what is happening around you. And feel that true power that is lying within the heart of that light, that is gentle and kind and is caressing you at this time. It is holding you just the way a universal mother would hold its child, embracing you with a love that knows no judgment, as well as with a universal father energy that holds you too, giving you the feeling of protection, giving you the feeling that everything is going to be okay. And again, no judgment. And so in this embrace of the universal divine feminine and the universal divine masculine within and around you, you too can surrender and put your weapons down and let that divine feminine within you now take over. And that is regardless whether you're male or female, because it is through your divine feminine that you enter a place that allows you not to immediately act, to just be receptive, to be the holy grail of the divine. And by being the holy grail, to prepare yourself with the downflow of pure galactic cosmic love that is just waiting to enter you and to work with you and through you out into the world. You are truly Christ in physical form. You are divinity in physical form. Don't be afraid of what that means to you and your life. You're not going to lose everyone that you care about and care for. That's not what this is about. That being said, though, you will also no longer hang on to relationships that you've outgrown, because they simply either will shift to a new form of relationship or they will slowly go away. So again, the one question for the next week I want you to ask yourself is, are you ready to let go of all to gain all? Are you ready for free fall? Are you ready for your true divine self to manifest itself into every aspect of your life naturally and effortlessly through your willingness to surrender? Get ready now that the courage is with you, but also the love and compassion. Balance both. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and I'm with you. You, the initiate, that is preparing at the threshold to enter a new life of existence. And it is so. Namaste. Well, thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you all for being part of our radio show today. We know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. And I'm very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week. It will be the day of the solar eclipse. So if you can join live, it'll be an amazing experience. Saint Germain is going to take you on an inner journey to connect with that power of the solar eclipse. Nothing to be afraid of. And you can listen to this show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. With that, I will close now for the day. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigida Boye, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Namaste. Peace out. May you be loved far beyond your expectations. And it is so.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigida Boye, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.